Well, at the time, I suppose the Majestic was one of the top ballrooms in the South, and I'd say, it was a very, very popular place to go at that time. And in fact, I have a cutting here now from the People, the Sunday People, which is an English paper, dated February the 13th, 66. And if you don't mind me quoting
Not at
exactly what
all,
is in
no.
that, the heading says, "The Stranger Kathleen Met at a Dance." Now, it was written by Sean Bryson, Bryson, and it says as follows: "It all began the night that 18-year-old Kathleen Shine tripped over a balloon at the dance. As she fell, she shouted, 'Get off my hoof!' And that started it. As a crowd of teenagers gathered round her, someone said, 'You've been dancing with the devil.' Kathleen got to her feet and left the dance. The Cadets Show Band at the Majestic Ballroom at Mallow, County Cork, went on playing. But a rumour went round the dancers, a girl has been dancing with the devil and collapsed. Teenagers at the dance, some of them students from the University College Cork, fanned the story along. Some girls hurried home, and by the next day, it was all over the town. The dark-suited stranger who danced with Kathleen, it was rumored, had cloven hooves instead of feet. But what really happened that night was explained by Mary O'Donovan, who lives on the Cork Road. She said, 'The whole thing just got out of hand. We were all feeling very happy, and shortly after Kathleen had danced with a stranger, she trod on the balloon and fell. She didn't hurt herself, but just roared out. Some students took up the cry of the devil, and the rumors just huddled wildly around the town. Kathleen is an Irish girl and has been over here from England for a few days. This was her last night, and the following day she returned to England as she had planned. And that, I think, helped the rumours to start when people realised she went around the whole thing. When she wasn't around, the whole thing is fantastic." Jack O'Rourke, co-owner of the Majestic Ballroom, said, "I heard the rumours the next day. Then I was told that the girl was in hospital and that a parish priest was coming to pray in the ballroom. There was no truth in any of this, and it is very hard to convince people. Some people still believe the devil danced that night. Maybe he did, but he certainly didn't buy a ticket." The Reverend Monsignor Sheedy of St. Mary's Church had heard of the rumours, but refused to comment except to say that he certainly had not been near any dance hall.